Rich Cole. You may also know me as Sven Gulli, and you're listening to the Big Scary News. Isn't most news these days scary?
Hello, boys and girls. This is the Big Scary News with your host, Drew Badger, bringing you all the latest up-to-the-minute news and goings-on in the haunt, horror, and Halloween industry. In addition, we have an interview you won't find anywhere else. The Big Scary News is very proudly brought to you by our title sponsor, Froggy's Fog, makers of the finest fog, smoke, snow, and scents. Visit them at froggiesfog.com. And now, boys and girls, don't be scared, because it's time for the Big Scary News.
What do you say we see what's shaking in the outer limits? Now, it may get a little hairy once in a while, but don't let it flip you out.
Hello, everyone. This is Drew Badger, and this is the Big Scary News for episode 291. And we're going to start off with this news from the Holy City Halloween Haunted House in Charleston, South Carolina. Experience the sinister tale of mysterious shipment of cursed meat that transformed unsuspecting citizens into ravenous undead creatures. Navigate through the darkened maze-like halls where the vengeful spirits of the butcher, his family, and helpless citizens are forever trapped by the curse. Charleston's scariest haunted attraction opens September 27th at the Old Medden Building in downtown Charleston. More than just a haunted house, we're also featuring two bars and a VIP loft where you can enjoy a one-hour open bar featuring beer, wine, and seltzers. Grab your tickets now and enter if you dare, as we have limited space for this truly unique experience. Get more information at HolyCityHalloween.com. Have a little convention news with this update from Spooky Empire coming to Orlando, Florida. We are thrilled to announce the beautifully talented Rosanna Arquette will be joining us for the first time at Spooky Empire October 11th through the 13th in Orlando. Actress, director, and producer Rosanna Arquette is known for her roles in popular films and series including Desperately Seeking Susan, Pulp Fiction, After Hours, Crash, Ratched, Ray Donovan, Eastwick, and so many more. Come meet the one and only Rosanna Arquette at Spooky Empire at the Hyatt Regency Orlando. Get your VIP packages, tickets, and room reservations locked in today and keep up with all the updates at SpookyEmpire.com. We have a little more convention news with this update from Days of the Dead coming to Atlanta. It is with great pleasure that we announce the addition of actor Bill Duke to the guest roster for Days of the Dead Atlanta, happening October 4th through the 6th at the Cortland Grand Hotel. Bill Duke is known for his physically imposing frame and works primarily in the action and crime drama genres, often as a character related to law enforcement. Frequently a character actor, he has starred opposite Arnold Schwarzenegger in Commando and Predator, and appeared in films like Car Wash, American Gigolo, Menace to Society, Payback, X-Men The Last Stand, and many, many more. Get more information about Days of the Dead at daysofthedead.com. I have a little hiring news, this time from the Devil's Attic in Louisville, Kentucky. We have immediate openings. Want to become a scare actor for Kentucky's most award-winning haunted attraction? Email us for an application at thedevilsattic@hotmail.com to schedule your interview today. More information can be found at thedevilsattic.com/darknessfalls. We have this from the Fright Farm in Smithfield, Pennsylvania. We're now hiring auxiliary staff. Looking to make some extra cash for the holiday season and enjoy the ongoing festivities of Halloween? Fright Farm is hiring seasonal positions for concessions, security, game attendants, and tractor drivers. Applicants must have reliable transportation and be available evenings and weekends during open season, which is Fridays and Saturdays during September starting on the 13th, Thursdays through Sundays during October. Interested individuals should apply at frightfarm.com/applications. We have a little sad news from Maniacs in the Woods haunted attraction in Warren, Ohio. Maniacs in the Woods is ceasing operations effective immediately. We're actively seeking a way forward to continue creating more memorable experiences and are immensely grateful for the steadfast support from our patrons and volunteers. Although we are disappointed by our current situation, our commitment to the community's youth remains unwavering, and we will continue to advocate for their best interests. Thank you for your understanding and continued support. Sincerely, the Maniacs in the Woods team. To keep up with any updates, follow them on Facebook, facebook.com/Maniacs in the Woods. We have an update from Wicked Fest coming to Hannibal, Missouri. Hello, frenzies. Get ready for Wicked Fest, Hannibal's thrilling costume contest. Unveil your wicked creativity and scare us with your best Halloween or horror-inspired or original outfit. Sign-ups for the contest will happen at center stage 30 minutes prior to each event. Gear up, get crafting, and bring your spooktacular creations to Wicked Fest. We have cash prizes and trophies awarded to first and second place winners. Stay tuned for current for more updates because we still have a few more tricks up our sleeve. Happening October 12th from 10 to 6 p.m. at the Admiral Kuntz Recreational Center in Hannibal. Get more information at wickedfest.com. A little more sad news, this time from the Nightmares from Hell attraction in Imlay City, Michigan. Unfortunately, due to some complications with engineers and government officials, our meetings keep getting pushed further and further away. So being a timing conflict, we decided it's best not to open for this season. We are sticking with getting all the hoops out of the way, so next year we will be ready bigger and better than ever. Stay tuned and keep up with updates at nightmaresfromhell.com. We have this news from the Walk of Terror in Elkhorn, Wisconsin. Ever wanted to scream at people for 4+ hours in your everyday life? Yeah. Well, man, do I have a gig for you. Walk of Terror is looking for every position you can think of with our ever-expanding attraction, including, but not limited to, builders, makeup and FX artists, actors, tickets, security, parking, EMT and firefighter staff, management, and more. Apply today at thewalkofterror.com/join-r-horde. We have this news from the Soul Reapers Haunted Attraction in Wilmot, Wisconsin. Soul Reapers Haunted House is hiring for the October scare season. We're looking for actors, both new and seasoned, makeup artists, security and grounds crew, and builders for pre-season building and maintenance. Open Fridays and Saturdays only this year from 7 to 11. Enjoy flexibility in scheduling, and it's a great way to release pent-up energy you might not otherwise have an outlet for. No experience necessary. Our team of seasoned actors and our actor training team will get you ready and prepared for the haunt season. Hours typically range from 4 to 5 p.m. to 11:30 to midnight, depending on how busy the night is and how long it takes for your costume to be checked back in for the night. Even if you're on the fence or unsure if this is right for you, apply anyway. Attend an actor training and let us show you why you want to be a Soul Reaper. Apply now at soulreapershaunt.com. We have this from the Haunted Hallows Haunted Trail in Mount Pleasant, Texas. Haunted Hallows Haunted Trail is on the hunt for spine-chilling scare actors and creepy creatures to join our team for the upcoming season. If you have a passion for all things spooky and a flair for the dramatic, we want to see you in action. Our audition date is September 14th at the Haunted Hallows Clubhouse on Coppergate Ranch in Mount Pleasant. Get more information at hauntedhallows.com. We have this from the Nightfall at Old Tucson Haunted Attraction in Tucson, Arizona. Nightfall is returning bigger and better than ever, and we're in urgent need of talented individuals to join our team. All roles are paid. Please visit oldtucson.com/nightfall and apply today. Or visit their Facebook page for more information. facebook.com/nightfallaz. And finally, we have this update from Son of Monster Palooza coming to Burbank, California. Phantom of the Paradise, Batman the Animated Series, Voice of the Penguin, The Muppet Movie, Smokey and the Bandit, Battle for the Planet of the Apes, and more, meet actor and Oscar and Grammy Award-winning songwriter Paul Williams at Son of Monster Palooza this October at the Marriott Burbank Convention Center and Hotel. Note, Paul Williams is attending Saturday and Sunday only. Son of Monster Palooza returns October 11th through the 13th. Get your tickets today at monsterpalooza.com. And that wraps up the news for this episode. Stay tuned for the interview here on The Big Scary News. Do you need fog or snow for your haunted attraction or theatrical event? Are you looking for that perfect haze effect? How about scents to give your haunt that extra realism? If you answered yes to any of these, then you need to head over to froggiesfog.com and check out their line of world-famous frog juice, haze juice, artificial snow, and bubble juice. Whether you're a home haunter buying a gallon a year or a major theme park buying 25,000 gallons a year, you can be certain that your satisfaction is their highest priority. They have everything you need when it comes to the highest quality fog and haze fluids. If you're looking for that perfect low-lying stage fog, the longest-lasting water-based fog, the right haze juice for your machine, a bubble juice that outperforms the rest, or a snow juice that evaporates after floating 30 feet, Froggy's Fog has that and so much more. Froggy's Fog also has scent additives that are compatible with any water-based fog, haze, snow, and bubble fluid. For more information, visit froggiesfog.com. That's froggiesfog.com.
Hey, this is Tater. Come buy your fog from me, because if you don't, I'll be homeless.
And ladies and gentlemen, if you listened to the CreepyCon coverage that we had a couple of regular shows ago, you may have heard the interview we did with Wes Forsythe of The Scarefest, one of the largest horror cons on the East Coast, if not the country. This year, it is happening October 18th through the 20th. We did a decent interview, but we wanted to get a whole lot more information because this is one of our favorite horror cons with a slew of celebrity guests, lots of photo ops, lots of parties, lots of really cool, interesting, and fun stuff. And we've been going to this show for a very, very long time. And if you've been listening to Big Scary News for a very long time, you'll know that this time of year, we usually talk to the lovely and talented Adrian Elder, who is, I believe, the manager or one of them for The Scarefest. And I believe we have her on the line. Adrian, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thanks for having me.
You are in the Lexington, Kentucky area, correct?
Yes.
And about an hour and a half north of you is the Cincinnati area where our very own Meat Hook Jim lives. And we are very honored to have Meat Hook Jim with us tonight because he will be attending The Scarefest and hopefully grabbing some great interviews. Jim, are you there?
I am, and I'm really excited because it's been a while since I've been to Scarefest.
It's been way too long, you know. I remember we've had some great times, some great interviews, and I heard from Sal Lizard not too terribly long ago. He's doing okay. He's got some good medical issues, but always fun to talk to him. He was a perennial Scarefest guest for a very long time, but let's talk about Scarefest 2024 with Adrian Elder. Adrian, give us the who, what, where, when, and all that. It's the Scarefest October 18th through the 20th. Where is it going to be? And give us an overview of all the cool stuff that's happening.
Oh, man. Well, I don't know if we have time to talk about all of the cool things that are happening, but we'll try to talk about the highlights at least. We will be in Lexington, as you said, October 18th through the 20th, and some of the just quick highlights of what we'll have going on over the weekend are, you know, we're expanding our Scarefest Inc. Tattoo Expo this year. It's going to be about double the size that it was last year. I think we're going to have 14 artists that will be with us all weekend. So, you know, if you, you've been wanting to get a tattoo, there's a really great opportunity to hook up with some excellent artists at the show. There's a contest on Sunday. We give away a prize for best in show. It's a great time.
And many more. Again, you know, this is at the Capital Bank Center in Lexington, which has been recently remodeled, bigger and better than ever. You know, one of the highlights of the Scarefest is always the celebrity guests. Who are some of the big names and not so big names that are going to be there this year?
Yeah, absolutely. Some of the highlights for this year, we've booked over 100 guests for this show. I don't know if that is a record in the industry. There might be somebody out there that's done it before, but I will say it's uncommon. One of the reasons why that number is so high is because there were a lot of really great franchise reunion opportunities that we had this year. So Phantasm, right? We've got Reggie Bannister, Don Cascarelli, A. Michael Baldwin, and Bill Thornberry. And then, you know, we've got a lot of the ladies from Phantasm. There are 10 folks from the franchise all together for the Phantasm reunion this year. We've got Hellraiser reunion. The Clive Barker is going to be at the show with his Cenobites, Simon, Nick, Barbie. They'll be there. We've got a giant Scream reunion happening. 9 of the cast from Scream currently. Matthew Lillard, Skeet Ulrich, Dermot Mulroney, Jamie Kennedy. We could go on there. But we also have a Fright Night reunion this year with Chris Sarandon and 6 of his co-stars, William Ragsdale, Amanda Beers, Tom Holland, and so forth. So the Blair Witch Project, we've got a reunion there of Michael, Joshua, and Heather. So a lot of really great reunions happening this year. Some good paranormal and cryptid guests. We've got Willie and Jeff from the Mountain Monsters are going to be coming back. We've got, you know, Steve and Tango. We've got Dave Schrader and Rob Thompson this year. So kind of all over the place, but just an incredible mix of folks, you know, all of the Jasons just about that have played Jason Voorhees. You know, we've got Kane Hodder leading up the pack there, Derek Mears. We've got the Leatherfaces. I think we've got 6 of the gentlemen that have played Leatherface, and Michael Myers. We've got Nick Castle. We've got James Jude Courtney, Dick Warlock is going to be there this year. I mean, it's just about as star-studded a lineup as any horror fan could ask for.
Jim, I know before we got started, you were talking about a couple of people you were wanting to see.
Yeah, definitely. One of them for sure. One of my all-time favorite horror movies is Jeepers Creepers.
Jonathan Breck.
And I actually met Jonathan Breck at an earlier Scarefest. And he really creeped me out because when I got a picture with him, he sniffed my head.
Nice.
Like the creeper does.
Yes. Yes.
So I'm looking forward to seeing him again. And I'm a Rose McGowan fan. So she's up there too. So those two I'm really looking forward to meeting. But
yeah. And you know, another really cool opportunity that you've mentioned, Jonathan, is we're going to have some star cars at Scarefest this year. One of the vehicles is going to be the Jeepers Creepers truck. And you can actually get a photo op with Jonathan and the truck. And then the owner of the truck, Troy, he dresses up, you know, as the creature. So it's an amazing photo that we weren't able to offer last time. Now, we're really excited to do that as a professional photo op. And then also this year, we've got Christine is going to be there and not yet announced. So I will say this.
Breaking this news.
This is not official. We are
unofficial breaking news.
Yes. We are working on getting the CUDA from Phantasm 2. There's a very good chance that that will be there and that we will be offering some pro photo ops with that as well.
Is it's a screen used truck from Jeepers Creepers. Is that the Creeper's cousin, Troy, that's going to be there in full costume? Yes. He's I think we met him the last time I was at Scarefest. He was a super nice guy. We've had him on the show. So
awesome. You
know, hopefully Jim will get a chance to talk to him and all that. And of course, you can't have, you know, all these guests without having some great photo opportunities. What are some of the photo ops? Well, you mentioned, you know, photo op with Jonathan Breck and the Creeper's cousin with the Creeper. Are there going to be some specific special type photo ops as opposed to just standing there next to a celebrity?
Yeah. So We're not going to be doing as many prop set photo ops as we have done in the past. And honestly, what it comes down to is the sheer number of guests that we have and the grouping opportunities that we have. It was not going to be logistically possible for us to include the build time for having the unique prop sets for everyone. So we will be offering a couple that are, going to be unique. One of those is, and actually I saw this tonight, so I got an update on it. We've got David Naughton at the show this year, and one of our special effects artists that attends every year is Joe Parrish from Blackgate Studios. And last year, if you attended the show, you would have remembered seeing the giant life-size Jaws that he built and brought to be used by Richard Dreyfuss and the cast of Jaws for photo ops. And he's also designed and built the Crypt Keeper. He built the Crypt Keeper and the chair and a whole set for that 2 years ago. Well, this year he is building the werewolf from American Werewolf in London, and he's building the whole alley scene with, the wall and the sign, and fans will be able to very soon purchase a photo op with David Naughton in scene with the wolf. So that is something that has never been done before. And we're really excited about bringing that to the show. But outside of prop sets, we do have some amazing photo ops just between the pairings and the group ops that we're offering this year. One that we just posted yesterday was a critter photo op with Dee Wallace and Billy Zane. That's never been offered before. So pretty cool chances. There are hundreds of photo ops available on the site right now for people to go and peruse and see, what you might be able to add to your collection.
Please tell me that the David Naughton photo op, that werewolf will be holding a can of Dr. Pepper. That would be just so awesome. And if you know, you know. If you're of my demographic, you know what I'm talking about. But
The way that they built it is that right now the wolf is on all fours, but I'll see what I can do.
yeah, there needs to be a can of Dr. Pepper in that photo op somewhere.
Well, I'm the queen of Dr. Pepper. I have a Dr. Pepper mini fridge in here. I'll have a Dr. Pepper on hand that, folks can use.
Darn right. Now, one of the things that we really like about the Scarefest, and you've touched on it, is not only that you have a lot of horror celebrities and things, but you have a pretty darn strong paranormal and cryptid selection of people. Usually you have some authors, you have some psychics, you have some, ghost hunting type people of, many different genres, TV and authors and movies and things like that. Who are some of the people you've mentioned a couple of them, but who are some of the others that might be showing up? And Jim, I know you have an interest in the paranormal as well.
Oh yeah, definitely. Big paranormal fan and investigator ever since I took a picture that could not be explained over 20 years ago.
That's awesome.
And 2 years ago today, or actually was a couple of days ago, I'm sorry. 2 years ago, I was at the Conjuring House in Rhode Island.
Awesome. That is very neat. We do have, as you said, we've got just an array of folks that are going to be there, and we have mentioned some of them. The Mountain Monsters, Jeff and Willie, really excited to have them back at the show this year.
Are they gonna run around with their guns? I hope not, but that would be kind of funny.
No, the Central Bank Center is in a school zone, so there will be no firearms at the Central Bank Center.
It is Kentucky, so that's why I was
That's
asking.
yeah. We, well, you know, and one of the companies that's coming down this year is Bud's Gun Shop. So we have to make sure to tell people there will be no firearm sales or weapons at the show, just prop weapons. But like the Phantasm quad barrel shotgun, right? Prop is going to be brought in for photo ops. They're going to be
Nice.
bringing in some space gates and Phantasm sphere. But as far as our cryptid and paranormal guests, we've got Scott Tepperman is going to be coming out this year. We've got Steve and Dave Tango. We've got Dave Schrader, Rob Thompson. As far as authors go, we are going to be having back Mike Aloisi, or author Mike. He has done books for several of the guests that we're going to have at Scarefest this year. Kane Hodder, Unmasked, he did Kane's book. He did a book for Steve Gonsalves. He's done several. I think he brings about 12 different books with him to the event. And then another book he's going to have this year is a book. It's called In Search of Darkness. And it's this really cool coffee table book that is, it's a hardback. It's got, when you open it up, it's got it's a definitive look at 80s horror. And the book is beautiful. The contents of the book are beautiful. And a ton of our guests are actually featured in the book. And these will be a numbered item. There will be a special sticker inside of them, that they're a show special for Scarefest weekend. And you can take this book, and if you find your favorite horror icon in the book, you can take it to their table and have them autograph it. So really, really cool having author Mike with us again this year. So yeah, paranormal, cryptid, authors, horror movies, we're kind of all over the spectrum a bit. And I really think that there is, something for everyone to see and interact with at the show.
That's
Go
one
ahead.
thing. That's one thing I really like about this show, Adrian. I mean, I've been out of the convention scene for a few years. Matter of fact, I think the last time I went to a con was Scarefest.
Okay.
And I've been to other cons. I've been to Days of the Dead and Horror Hound, and they're all good in their own rights. But you guys bring all of my favorite things into one place,
Yes,
you
and
know?
it's a balancing act for sure. And we try, when we sit down and we plan all of this out, because at the end of the day, what's important to us is everyone's experience at the show. And I mean sincerely, everyone. We don't like to book a guest if we don't think that they're going to have a great time and a great reception. Same with vendors and folks that we work with as far as events outside of the show and venues that we work with. It's really important to us when we go to a show and we see things that we don't really like the execution of this certain thing, then we adjust our experience to fit Scarefest so that when folks come in, we're really conscientious about lines. The line building to get into the show is very closely curated. The lines inside of the event also very closely monitored and curated. And I would like to say for anyone that's listening, if you have been to Scarefest, if you haven't been, if you're coming this year and you're expecting to meet the Scream folks, there is a little bit of a system that's going to be in place for Matthew Lillard. And this is something we talk about on our Facebook and our website. Our social media pages cover this a bit. And I will be doing lives leading up to the show to give folks more information about it. But we will be doing a line building system for Matt so that you don't have to stand in line and wait all day in this line. Because we have so many guests for people to see, the lines actually stay pretty short because, you may be wanting to see Billy Zane, but he's got a bit of a line right now. So maybe go over here and meet Devon Sawa or Dick Warlock while their lines are, maybe 10 or 15 people in their line. It keeps it really steady. It keeps the flow moving. And because you can get to those folks faster, you have an opportunity to check out some of our other cool things. We have an indie film festival that runs the whole length of the weekend that's free to attend. We bring in guest speakers. that are there all weekend, and they cover a wide array of topics, from the paranormal to cryptids, horror, great, really interesting things. And then the celebrity Q&As, these franchises that we bring in, we love to get these folks together. And our moderator, Joe Lewis, does a phenomenal job of, he'll ask a couple questions, but then he opens it up to the floor for the attendees. So maybe you always wanted to ask, Greg Nicotero about something. We have a directors panel, right? So we're going to have all these great directors doing a panel. And you can ask them if you have aspirations of being a director. So there are so many things going on. And if you don't spend all day waiting in line to meet one person, you're going to get to experience a lot of these wonderful things that we've put together. You're going to get to visit our vendors. We have a great trading card game that we do throughout the weekend that's free to participate in. A lot of folks get together and they trade friendship bracelets, keychains. There's so much to the event. It's not just come in and stand in line to meet this person you saw in a movie once.
There are, I'm glad you touched on the Film Fest. And one of the things that we definitely want to touch on is the after hours events. A full day, Friday, you're just chock full of stuff, Saturday and Sunday, all day kind of stuff. But there's some after hour stuff, especially on Friday. You've got some, podcasting that'll be going on live. You've got some. Yeah, I believe you have a ghost hunt going on. What are some of the things going on when the show floor is closed, the vendors are packed up and everything, and I'm just not ready to stop, enjoying Scarefest that evening. What can I do after hours, so to speak?
So let me back up just a little bit. We actually have events going on before the show ever opens. We have events going on Thursday, our launch events, so to speak. So we do have a bourbon tour that's a celebrity ticketed event. Now that is sold out. It's called Killers on the Rocks. We sell that out every year. It's a great experience there. We do have an event going on. It's not a Scarefest run event, but we are partnering up with Bud's Gun Shop. They are going to have Danielle Harris, Scout Taylor Compton, and Tyler Main at their store doing a Night of the Zombies event where you actually can go in through a tactical course. You go in with a range safety officer and you actually can shoot zombie targets. That's going on a Thursday as well. And then also Thursday night, we've got our horror trivia launch party, and that's team trivia. It's normally centered around the guests and the movies that we have at the show. Not always, but that's a $200 prize for first place there, and I believe a $60 prize just for best team name. So you don't even have to be good at trivia to win a prize on Thursday night. And then Friday night, as you mentioned, we've got the Casualty Friday podcast going on with Kane Hodder, Felissa Rose, and Tiffany Shepis. That is a ticketed event at the convention center. We've got Horror Drag Theater that's going on. That's also at the convention center at 9 o'clock on Friday. And then we have a celebrity-led ghost hunt with Rob Thompson and Dave Schrader happening at the Lexington Living Arts and Science Center. I'm really excited to bring the ghost hunt back. It's been way too long since we had the ghost hunt, so really excited to bring back that. And then we also have a free event on Friday night. If you for budget friendly, come on over to Lex Live, and we're going to be doing karaoke. So come and sing some songs with us on Friday night. It won't cost you anything to hang out. And that goes on, I think we normally close that place down about 2 a.m. So, we've got things going on all night. And then Saturday after the show, we've got a ticketed event, which is Talk Scary to Me podcast. And we have our VIP party on Saturday night. It will be an off-site, 18 and up or 21 and up. We haven't posted that yet, but that will be happening at Manchester Music Hall. We've got a comedian, we've got a sideshow, and we've got one of our celebrities band is going to be playing some live music. That's Ari Lehman with his band First Jason.
Nice.
So, yep, we'll be going on from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. with the VIP party. And then Sunday night, after we're done with the vendor floor, after Scarefest is closed, the fun does not stop. Because not only does Lexington throw a huge Halloween parade, that the activities start literally the moment that Scarefest closes, the Halloween variety show starts in downtown Lexington, followed by the Halloween parade, followed by the Thriller parade. Now, at 7 o'clock, when the Thriller parade is marching down Main Street with thousands of zombies, the Greg Nicotero dinner event will be starting on Main Street with one of the zombie masters of The Walking Dead. So that starts at 7 o'clock on Sunday night and goes, I believe, until 9 o'clock. So we're going to start on Thursday afternoon, and we're not going to be done until, you know, the parade's going to even go on, I think, a little later than that. So we have all sorts of Halloween and spooky horror paranormal things happening for almost 4 full days in Lexington. So there, the madness never stops. I mean, really, it's just chaos at this point. I don't think anybody knows what's going on.
So yet yeah. You do it every year.
Yes. And then we do more every year than we did right. The year before. I just can't stop collecting gray hairs. And I think that Brandon needs a new ulcer.
Is there anything for the kids? You know, parents bring their kids. Some kids love this stuff. Some kids hate this stuff. But is there anything if, you know, is there any kind of a little kids area or anything this year?
Absolutely. So at Scarefest, we love kids. And kids 12 and under are free all weekend long, you know, with an adult. They come in. You don't have to pay for the kids to come. On Sunday, that is kids day all day. We have all sorts of things that are curated specifically for kids. From the time that they get there, we give them a bag. And they can take that bag around to our vendors. And all of the vendors that have a red balloon in their booth are participating in trick-or-treat. So they'll have candy for any kids that want to come through and trick-or-treat indoors. They can do that all day of the event. We've also got some really cute contests going on. One of them, I believe, is an evil laugh contest. There's a costume contest. There is going to be some dancing. And I think what we may do is I think we've got to talk to the troupe about this, but I think the dance troupe, we're going to ask them this year to teach the Thriller dance so that if the children want to learn the Thriller dance, they can literally leave Scarefest, go across the street and sign up to be in the parade as zombies doing the Thriller dance. So, you know, absolutely, we do have things for kids to do. Kids Day this year is going to be presented and run by Cosplay for a Cause. And those folks are an amazing group of people. They do wonderful, wonderful things. They're going to have the kids' craft area set up for arts and crafts that is no charge to participate in. So we want to make sure that we nurture and grow the next generation of horror lovers in any way that we can. So we'll have a full schedule of events out soon for that day, but just a lot of really, really nifty interactive things for the kids to do.
Jim, you're going to have to spend an extra 2 or 3 days there, it sounds like.
Got to document all of this.
Yeah, none of this one day crap, man. You got to do a whole documentary on this. This is going to be fantastic.
I would love to do a whole documentary on it.
Being that this is in mid to late October, are any of the local haunted attractions involved in any way, shape, or form? Is, you know, like Wicked World or anything doing a Scarefest promotion this year or any of the other local attractions?
Yeah, you know, we've got to get with some of the folks around here. There are several amazing places for people to go. You know, if none of the after hours events interest you and you want to go check out a great haunted attraction, Wicked World is a wonderful place to stop. Fright Nights is great. I had another haunt recently reach out to me. I haven't had a chance to speak with them yet, but you know, once we talk to them a little bit and figure out, you know, their location and hours, we'll definitely share that information with people. As far as at the show, you know, that's one of the sacrifices we had to make going into October was we couldn't have a huge presence of our haunters at the show anymore because, you know, they're getting ready at their haunts. So quite a few of them still do come earlier in the day in their characters. And we really appreciate that. You know, they come and walk around and let people know about their events. So you may see some of them. Yeah, definitely worth checking out.
Well, Adrian, it's going to be an amazing weekend. Once again, it's October 18th through the 20th. Jim, you have anything to add before we start wrapping this up?
I'm giddy. Let's just say that.
Yeah, we'll have to start calling you Giddy Jim. Hmm.
I like
but
it.
Once again, for people who want to get more information, to go ahead and get tickets, I know some of the events are sold out. Some of them are getting close to being sold out. Happening October 18th through the 20th at the Central Bank Center. That's where the old Rupp Arena used to be. I guess it's still there in downtown Lexington, Kentucky. Where can people get that information? Websites, social medias. I understand that there may be a podcast that comes on a regular basis to talk about this. Actually, I do know that happens. Where can people see that and get more information about the Scarefest 2024?
Yeah, you know, the website, scarefestweekend.com, has a lot of information about our guests, our FAQ, our full schedule of events will be posted on there soon. It links you up to the photo ops. You know, the website is a really great tool. We're also on social media, Facebook, Instagram. Now, Facebook, that's really special because we've got the Scarefest Weekend fans group. And myself, the rest of the management team, a lot of our volunteers, guests, and vendors are on that group page. And it is a encyclopedia for everything you want to know about Scarefest 2024. The search bar in the group is immensely helpful if you're looking for autograph prices or maybe some other frequently asked questions that are a little too specific to be covered on the FAQ. You know, that is a great place to get some information. And I will say our weekend tickets are already sold out. Saturday is going to sell out probably before we ever even get to October. We do anticipate a sold out crowd on Saturday. But as of right now, all single day passes are available. I would encourage, you know, anyone that is thinking about getting their tickets to, you know, to go ahead and secure those before the Saturday opportunity is gone, because it will sell out. I'm confident of that. So, you know, if you need any additional information that you can't find anywhere, you can email us info@thescarefest.com.
And one last question. I understand there is a re-release of a very popular souvenir item, let's say.
Oh, yes. And also, you had alluded to the podcast, Scarefest TV. We are live every Friday night at 9 o'clock, and that broadcasts on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. We might be broadcasting, you know, to the moon at this point, but that is a wealth of knowledge. And it is interactive. We do monitor the chat on there. And with our re-release on our t-shirt, that is available. It's been for sale for a couple days now. You can find the link to that by going to worldofstrange.com and going down to their product lines and picking up the tank top or the t-shirt version of that shirt. It is only available online. It is only available for this 2-week period. And then, you know, if it ever gets released again, it may be years. So if that is something that interests you, you will definitely want to pick that up. You can find the link on our social media, but again, that website is worldofstrange.com.
Adrian Elder is one of the managers of the Scarefest and has been doing so for a lot longer than I thought she had been. but we definitely wanted to thank you very much for taking the time with us to speak with us here. And also want to thank Meat Hook Jim, who will no doubt have many, many opportunities for some great interviews, some fun times, probably a couple of hundred pictures, and is just going to be giddy the whole time he's walking around being surrounded by all the cool, spooky stuff. Jim, we look forward to a really good weekend for you. Adrian, again, thank you so much for taking the time to speak to us here. Once again, folks, October 18th through the 20th, Central Bank Center, downtown Lexington, KY, ScareFestWeekend.com. My name is Drew Badger, and you are listening to the Big Scary News.
We'd like to thank the Ghastly Ones for laying down the tunes for this show. Also, we'd like to thank once again Froggy's Fog for being our title sponsor, froggiesfog.com. Make sure to check out the Big Scary Show next week for even more news, music, rants, phobias, interviews, the Round Table of Terror, and so much more at our redesigned website, bigscaryshow.com. Be sure to follow us on Twitter and Facebook and stay on top of everything happening in the world of haunts, horror, and Halloween. Once again, this is Drew Badger saying good night.